Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, the one, the only, Howard Rosenberg for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We represent the key component of Governor Sandoval's new Nevada, economic diversification through economic development. National competition demands we must maintain this momentum because newly developing industries require creative solutions. The things you do today will affect our tomorrow. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We're always delighted to welcome back to the program Howard Rosenberg, whether he likes it or not, a UNR professor of art. And you served on the Board of Regents for 12 years.
Right.
As you look at the university system now and you look at the changes in the chancellor, what are your thoughts about where we are in this now big debate that's been going on for a long time but is really coming to the surface between the community colleges and the universities?
It's a difficult one, Sam, because when you think back, you're in a different time and in a different place. What's bothering me more than anything else is we seem to be building a lot of buildings, and I know the buildings supposedly are needed, but I'm not seeing classrooms being built. I'm afraid that the whole idea of research is taking over what a university really is all about, which is teaching. That, to me, is the important thing. However, as I told you, I am rapidly coming up on the century mark. And
oh, come on. You've got a ways to go before the century.
I like the century mark is nice, don't you know?
You just want us all to start saving money for the present.
The thing is, things change, and change rapidly. And there's an awful lot of things that we don't see. And then you can't really make the decisions that need to be made unless you're in the middle of the situation. So it's one thing to be able to criticize, and you know I love criticizing. It's another thing to be able to stand back and say, hey, wait a minute, you don't know everything. And that's difficult at best.
All right, but you're seeing the populations of both of the universities grow.
Yes.
And the community colleges like wildfire.
Yes.
Especially Nevada State College,
right.
Percentage-wise. So there doesn't seem to be a shortage of students. Is there overcrowding in the classrooms?
Yes, very definitely. And we're having to cut classes down because there's not enough room to put them where they need to be. I have a design class. It's called Visual Foundations. I have so far 40 people in the class. Now that classroom is geared for about 35. During the regular course of a semester, you have drops. So naturally, you know, it evens itself out. But in the meantime, a lot of kids who need the class can't get into the class, and that makes things very difficult.
Address the situation between the universities and the community colleges and the funding
level.
There
really is no real problem between them. For me,
colleges think there is.
I know. Well, when you don't have enough of what you want, naturally, there's a problem. But for me, the situation is a very simple one. When they opened Truckee Meadows Community College, an anvil's throw from the university's door, and offered the same classes that the university is offering for half price, I don't think your name needs to be Rosenberg to figure something out there. And you need to do something relatively quickly about it. My first impulse is push them away. No, they serve a very definite need in the community. I am getting sick to death of hearing college and career bound. What does that mean, Sam?
I have no idea.
When you come right down to it, have you hired an electrician recently, if you can find one? The trades all of a sudden became less than below the pale. I don't understand that. I have people come to my home to fix things, and they look at me and they're almost like they're guilty of taking money. And I looked at one man the other day, Nelson Electric, and I said to him, do you know how much I admire you? You can do something I can't do with three college degrees. Come on.
Right. And you know, there is a lot to be said for the trades because there are a lot of people like me, for example, that are not people who should be going to universities but need to be in some kind of trade
Very
or
definitely.
Another. I was lucky to end up in broadcasting, but otherwise I would have done an internship and been a union member
Exactly.
at some point.
And my grandfather helped found the union in Boston, the Teamsters Union. He worked for the Boston Globe for 100 years. I know what it is to work, and I like to think that I work too. I mean, you teach four classes in one semester. That's a lot of work, especially when you have to read the papers. Oh, dear. But there's so much that we can do and that the community colleges are trying to do. And the relationship between university and community college is a good relationship, Sam. The only problem is neither one have enough to do what they want to do.
Okay, so do you see the legislature putting more money towards community colleges in the next session?
I would hope so. But then again, legislature is a wonderful thing because it's democracy at its best. It's also democracy at its worst because they don't know what they're dealing with, and most of them won't ask the people who can tell them. You don't go to administration. You go to the teachers. You talk to the teachers at all levels.
Right, but that's not the way it's been done. Over the years,
maybe
you have chancellors who say...
Maybe it's time that it were done that way.
But the
it means only a telephone call, Sam.
Right, but the opposite of that is mm-hmm. that instead of one person negotiating on behalf of the systems, now you have how many?
No. Just to talk and find out what the situation is has nothing whatever to do with representing the system or not. It's a question of doing your due diligence, doing your homework. You can't talk about a movie that you haven't seen. Go and see the movie. In this case, walk through the university. Look at some of the classes. Visit classrooms. Do it in the public schools. No, you can't just walk in the door and say, I'm legislator, blankety-blank. Make arrangements to come and visit. By the same token, don't tie it down to a specific time. You don't want to see a performance. You want to see what's actually going on with our students in the classroom.
Bernie Sanders says, free college for everyone.
If he can fund it, I think that'd be a wonderful thing. By the same token, one of the things that we did when I was young, 100 years ago, but Sam, it was much easier for us. I mean, I went to the Massachusetts College of Art for 4 years. That's 8 semesters. It cost me, at the beginning, $50 a semester for everything except my materials. It went up, horror of horrors, to $100 a semester. Look what the kids are spending now in public colleges.
Okay, but if you are going to have free college, everybody else is going to have to pay for it because it's going to be paid by somebody because
True.
Nothing is free.
True.
And do you think that the public will allow just anybody to go to college the way it is now?
The way situations are now, no. And I don't think it should be free. There are other ways of paying, but look at the debts our kids are graduating with. Have you seen the front cover of Consumer Reports this month?
No.
It's red, and it says, I think going to college ruined my life. This girl has a debt of something like $68,000. How's she going to pay it, Sam? Some of the kids can't even find jobs.
Joe Heck, our congressman who's running for the United States Senate, still is paying off college debt. We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Post captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're continuing our conversation with Howard Rosenberg. You know, one of the things that has struck me as crazy is the need for remedial education from where you leave high school and you go into the university system and you are not prepared because those two are not compatible. And, you know, Jim Rogers said he was going to fix it. It's been talked about being fixed, but it is still nowhere.
I have discovered this last year that we are doing much better than we have been doing. Not near as many students have been enrolled in remedial classes. For me, English 101 and 102 and Math 120 have always been, and I apologize in advance because it's going to make some people very angry, they're bonehead English and bonehead math. I had to take them, you had to take them, albeit in a different situation. Why all of a sudden we put in two remedial classes before they can even get to bonehead English is beyond me, except there's money involved, Sam, and ultimately follow the money and you find out why things are being done.
Explain.
I'm not entirely sure that I can, but if a student comes in and has taken the AccuPlacer test and tests so that he can't get into English 101, he has to go into English, I think it's 96 or 98, one of those numbers, I can never remember which. In any case, that's $700 for the class that a scholarship does not pay for. He has to pay for it himself. And if you put three classes in a way before the kid can even get into the classes he needs to be where he's supposed to be, I mean, you do the math, Sam, it's $2,100. That goes on to the debts. Dr. Chirozzi came at me one day. There are three people on the campus at UNR that I'm afraid of, and Melissa Chirozzi is two of those people because she will tell me what she thinks and why she thinks it, and nine times out of ten, she's right. But she said to me once, I was trying to get a kid into a class again that he had failed, and she said, Howard, he's borrowing money to fail the class. You can't let him keep doing that. I never thought of it that way. I just thought, all right, this is what they say they have to have. We'll just go through and do it. There are other ways around it, and I'm finding them.
You know, the university system is big business, and so is, you know, the school districts.
Sure.
I mean, it is not small money when you look at it.
No.
I wanted to ask you, you know, you're coming to the end of your term on the school board.
Yes.
Washoe County School Board. And it has been a crazy ride. I don't think you ever anticipated how crazy a ride, especially after serving.
Sam, I'm shocked. You would think that this surprised me.
I do think it surprised you.
It scared the living daylights out of me. The Board of Regents was a walk in the park compared to this.
And you had Jim Rogers as your chancellor. So, I mean, it wasn't like it was.
Jim Rogers and I came to an understanding finally. It was very simple. I looked at him one day and I said, I know why we don't get along. He said, why? I said, because you're Howard Rosenberg, only you have money. That's it. Once we got to that point, we're exactly alike. Cut it out and talk to one another, not at one another.
Okay, so my question for you, and this is for all the future school board members across the state, lessons learned from this.
It's very difficult to be a member of a board, particularly a working board, given the roadblocks that are put in front of you. Sam, the open meeting law had all of the best intentions in the world. It doesn't work the way it's being put into play now. There are times when you don't want the public to know some of the horrors that are going on because there are people's lives involved. And if indeed you can do it quietly, what needs to be done, you're in business. But you're prohibited from talking to one another unless you're in an open meeting with God and the world looking. How do you find out what other people that you're supposed to be working with think and feel? It can be a real disaster, and so many things could be taken care of quickly and quietly. Yes, I know, in secret. All right, fine. The legislatures voted themselves exempt. Why aren't they doing everything? They have caucuses. What does that mean? Private meetings. Who's kidding who? I wasn't born yesterday, neither were you.
All right, but I was born the day before yesterday. A couple of days before yesterday. But the bottom line, though, is you have to live with the open meeting law.
Right.
So what do you say to these folks who are coming in that you have learned that, given the chance to do it all over again, you might do differently?
Sam, I don't know. If I knew, I would have run again. I don't know how to change it. And I'm getting too old to have the patience that I need to have. And I knew that it was time to say enough. I still have 6 months, and maybe we'll get some really good things done. I hope so. I really do. But I couldn't go through another term.
Two quick answers. The high point of your time on the school board?
Learning how to be a board member and actually to function as a board member. And learning how to keep my big mouth shut at times when it needed to be kept shut.
And your worst time?
Finding out that politics plays a tremendous role in things that politics should have nothing to do with. The important thing are the kids. The rest of this is garbage.
Was it naive on your part to think that it wasn't all about politics?
Naive. It's a nice word. I'll buy naive. I think the actual word you're looking for is stupid. I was stupid.
Let's take a break. More with Howard Rosenberg when we come back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction. 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
The real estate market is on fire. If you want top dollar for your home, it's a great time to sell. With Marshall Realty's 90-day guarantee, you'll feel confident in selling your home right now. Call today to find out how you can take advantage of this hot market.
You wouldn't go to Carson City Florist for a cup of flour.
Can I have some flour?
So why on earth would you take gold, silver, or rare coins to anyone other than the professionals at Northern Nevada Coin? With stores in Reno, Carson City, and Minden, they pay the most for your unwanted gold jewelry, gold or silver bullion, or collection of rare coins. For the freshest flowers, see Carson City Florist. And for all your rare coin and gold needs, see Northern Nevada Coin.
How'd your biscuits turn out?
Thanks to you, now we have a bun in the oven.
You have a choice when it comes to buying a Jeep, and now Fernley is the place to go. Don Weir is proud to introduce Fernley Jeep, the area's newest Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealership. Northern Nevada is Jeep country, so right now during our grand opening sale, Fernley Jeep will beat any price in Nevada on a new Jeep. You heard right, we'll beat any price in Nevada on a new Jeep. Check out our great deals at FernleyJeep.com and visit the new choice for buying a Jeep, Fernley Jeep. Powered by trust, driven by you.
Do you want guaranteed results when selling your home? If you do, then you need an agent that will put his own money on the line. Marshall Realty does exactly that with their 90-day guarantee program. Call 787-7400 today to get your home sold, guaranteed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Howard Rosenberg, but we're going to change the topic.
Okay.
Because for 23 years, you were one of the top entertainment critics in the country, and you were on TV three times a week doing reviews and entertainment for those that might not know it. So what are your thoughts on the summer movies so far? And one that I loved was 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Yes. Yes. But it's a specialty movie. It is a It will appeal to a smaller group of people. I have seen Tarzan. It's wonderful.
Why?
It's a little bit long. It is one of the most breathtakingly beautiful things that I've ever seen. Filmed mostly, I think, in Gabon. And it was difficult to do what they've done. I mean, they had a guy hanging from a helicopter doing overhead shots. And that is not the easiest thing in the world to do, even with a Steadicam, because you're dangling above, and there's nothing beneath you except hungry animals. I don't think I'd like that too much. Then I went to see Steven Spielberg's BFF.
Is that yes.
No. It's a lovely.
BFG, I think.
Yes. It's a lovely film. Big friendly giant. It really is. It's not for its time. And it's having a really rough time.
Really? Why?
Times have changed. Children have changed. The fairy tales that we loved are right there. Our kids today don't, they have nothing to relate it to. It doesn't do what it would do for us. And what it shows is that Steven Spielberg, George Lucas, those people are older. And they don't quite have the pulse of the movie-going public today.
So despite the popularity, say, of the Disney parks mm-hmm. and all of that, that it doesn't matter?
No. It's losing a fortune. It opened, I think, at $14 million. That's absurd. A movie that doesn't open at the very least at $50 million, forget it. Finding Nemo or...
Finding Dory.
I get so confused with all the fish that are lost. I mean, I thought they had homing beacons or something. Whatever. I mean, it's okay, but I'm sick to death of looking at those kinds of movies. I mean, the other night I was in a movie, and they had coming attractions. There were six of them. Not one of them had a human being in it. I'm sorry. Whatever happened to acting? And actually placing yourself into a situation and making your audience believe it.
But isn't that a sign of the times that...
Yes, you know, very definitely. But a good filmmaker is a good filmmaker. Now, do you want to be a good filmmaker and a successful filmmaker? Then you have to keep your hand on the pulse of your audience.
Marvel Comics and Stan Lee.
Oh, God.
I mean, Stan Lee is unbelievable. I mean, he created so many of the characters that people...
But it's enough. Enough is definitely enough. Show me something else. Look what's happened on television. The Marvel show that they had.
Right.
It's dying. It's dying dead. People aren't watching it.
But I think that's more, and this is something I would hope you would love, is those kind of movies you really have to go to the movie theater and see.
Yes.
Because you need
yes.
to see them on a
yes.
big screen
yes.
and hear all the special effects
right.
and everything else
I
that
agree.
Goes along with it.
I agree. Well, look at the movies that they're showing in the park during Art Town. I mean, there's nothing cohesive holding them together. It's just, we'll throw a movie together that the kids will like and parents will come down. All right, that's fine. But For me, Art Town and Movies in the Park is also a chance to see a film that you may never have seen before. How many of our kids today have never seen Pinocchio on the big screen?
But doesn't it
that would be magic?
But
for
isn't
them.
It exciting though that all around our state, you're seeing malls, you know, these outdoor malls,
sure.
malls throwing up movie screens
yes.
and having free screenings for people.
Yes, it's wonderful. I love it. But by the same token, there are things that are wonderful you can do, and illuminate a little bit of life with some really good pieces of work.
Okay, last question. J.J. Abrams, new Steven Spielberg?
Yes, very definitely. But he's got... He and Steven have to come to a meeting of the minds. It's not working the way it needs to work. It will at some point if they can hold the money together to make it work.
I think Star Wars, the first one with J.J., financially did pretty darn good.
Yes, it did.
Howard Rosenberg.
But was it as good as the original?
I loved it. Okay. I thought it was fabulous.
You're entitled.
I saw all seven movies in a row.
I can see you doing it, too.
We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Nevada Urban Indians is a full-service healthcare clinic and community services organization that offers a sliding scale fee discount program and is open to the general public. In addition to primary care, women's health, and other services, NUI specializes in diabetic screening and nutritional education and diabetic care and support groups. Call 788-7600 or visit us at 6512 South McCarran Boulevard, Suite A, just east of the Grill Restaurant.
Welding is one of those great things. You can use electricity and metal and form it into large, awesome things, either buildings or artwork. There's a whole lot of opportunity for welders in the current region. I would recommend CSUN to other people, and I actually have several times because they helped with everything from start to finish, even putting me in a job after I graduated.
On our next broadcast, Professor of Economics at UNR, Tom Cargill, just back from Vietnam. We'll see you then.